Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
I suppose the last 10 months has brought upheaval to all of our lives in some shape or form because of the pandemic. But for families who've lost loved ones during that time, the grief is only added to by the restrictions. Irish funerals are unique, as we know, and bereaved families, well, most bereaved families, take great comfort from the condolences and support of neighbours and friends in their time of need. But a cap on the numbers allowed to attend funeral services, along with other regulations, has taken all of that away.
Command Damien.
Hello, John. How are you? I think I'm near you.
Bad.
I think I'm near
you. I'm on my way to Craig's on the Roscommon-Galway border to meet John Hanley.
I'll be there. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be there, Damien.
In 2020, the Hanleys were bereaved, not once, but twice, when John and his siblings lost both parents, Colette and Noel, just 6 months apart.
I was here before, wasn't I?
You were 7 years ago.
Like so many families, the Hanleys were not able to celebrate the life of their parents in the traditional sense.
That's himself with the Sam Maguire.
I'm with John on the home farm in this rural part of County Roscommon.
Mam passed away on the 20th of May. Now, Mam suffered with an illness, so she did, for the last 12 months of her life. And it was tough enough going, so it was up and down to Galway and getting treatment and whatever. So Mam was brought into hospital in from here, middle of May, 10 days before she passed. And the funny thing about it, Damien, is nobody could get in. Nobody could get in. And Mam's wish was that if she could get home, and she did. She got home on Tuesday morning. And she passed away Wednesday morning. So she got her wishes, so she did. Yeah. Dad was sudden enough. Dad passed away on the 28th of November. He got very ill for the last 5 days, 6 days, 7 days of his life. And was brought into Roscommon Hospital as well. And the same thing with Mam, do you know what I mean? We didn't think that we'd have to go through it. So Dad passed away in hospital. We say just a little over six months from one passing to the next one, becoming very ill very quick and passing away suddenly.
How tough was it for you as a family to grieve in you know, with the restrictions that were in place? Was that difficult? And tell me about that.
Yeah, well, it was hard. I'll tell you, it was hard on the family, on the five of us, because you'd have neighbours and friends, relations, whoever. You'd always have, in rural Ireland, we have a wake, a celebration of life. And both of them had lived good lives, but we just couldn't celebrate their life. But we have fond memories, so we have. And people couldn't call. Up in the church then, the numbers were restricted. And the only person that was missing at Dad's funeral was Mam. It was hard on even grandchildren, neighbours, friends. Because Dad always listen to on Shannonside radio every morning. First thing was 9 o'clock, the deaths. And he was a great man for going to funerals. But it was meeting people, it was showing his respects. And that's what we do in rural Ireland.
So, what's the name of this church?
St. Mary's.
This is St. Mary's Church. Should we might get down here, Father?
That'd be grand.
Keep our distance and the whole lot.
Local priest Father Donal Morris presided at the funerals of Colette and Noel Hanley. I meet him at St. Mary's Church Kilbegnet, where he's the parish priest.
We're social people when it comes to funerals. People travel the length and the breadth of the country to sympathise with the family. They go maybe because they know a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister. They mightn't even know the deceased person. But they go to just to be, show solidarity. So that's been a huge change. But the hardest part, I suppose, is that the whole community aspect isn't there for them. In rural Ireland, the neighbours come in and take over, and the stories are shared, and they support the family. But more importantly, we can't do the follow-up visit afterwards that neighbours would do with the family when everybody else has gone back to their separate ways, to the family that are bereaved. And you're left there, you can't do that, you're doing it by phone. I suppose the great thing about the country is you can drive into the farmyard and you can do it across out the window, and there's plenty of space to have your 2 metres and 3 metres to have the chat. The first funeral I did here in the parish was actually with Colette Hanley, who died. And the family were all gathered inside in the sitting room where her remains were, and I was outside the window with the top window open and praying through the window.
Channelside Northern Sound has been informed of the following death and funeral notices.
People want to sympathise. They want to be there in solidarity. We see it with people lining the roads, gathering at graveyards, being socially distant. Even the other night, last week, at a funeral here in the parish, the remains came back late at night, but the neighbours all along the road, they found out from the local undertaker what time the remains were coming back at, and they lined the road with candles outside their gates.
And out at the gate, they were lined all the way. The church is about a mile and a half away, and people were lined all the way up along, and the same when we were coming back to the graveyard. Do you know, and that was great, you know, people with the restrictions paying their respects in that way.
Funeral at all stages will be private for family only, but can be viewed online. Details are on our
website. The hearse leaving the family home in the morning time and travelling to the church. And as you can see, Damien, all the neighbours, all the friends have come.
In Roscommon Town, Undertaker Pat Smith is showing me a dashcam video he took at Colette Hanley's funeral. It shows neighbours lining the country roads as the cortege makes its way from the Hanley home to St Mary's Church in Kilbegnet. Along with online streaming of services and online condolences, this is another legacy of COVID. Neighbours and friends unable to commiserate personally, doing so by forming guards of honour outside their homes.
We have families coming into us here on a daily basis, and they want to grieve for their loved one. And you just have to direct them and advise them and tell them the restrictions that are in place. Now, it's our job to obey the law, not necessarily to enforce it. And we're lucky that we have the cooperation of the families in 99% of cases that they're willing to obey the restrictions that we put on them.
So what are the current restrictions as we speak now under Level 5?
So current restrictions are 10 people attending a funeral mass. So the majority of the funerals that we do go to the church for a mass, and you would have immediate family only, which is tough.
And is it up to you? Are you the administrator of, you know, the government guidelines, or is it a case of everybody cooperating with each other?
It's a matter of everybody cooperating with each other. Yeah, no, it's we very much advise, we very much encourage, and we let people know the restrictions that are in place. But no, we don't tell them what they have to do. We advise them.
Do you see some of the old traditions not coming back in the future?
I don't see the old traditional ways ever coming back. I think funerals have changed forever. I think the time of hundreds upon hundreds of people queuing to shake hands, offer their sympathies, I think has gone. We have so many online services now where people can leave a message of condolence. And yeah, I think that's the way the future is going to be.
Now, the great crowds lining up to shake hands might change, but I still think the funeral is still a huge part of our psyche. We want to be with people, we want to support them, we want to be people who are there for each other, neighbours and friends, supporting at the time of loss. And I don't think that will be lost.
Father Donal Morris there, and before that, Pat Smith, undertaker, and Farmer John Hanley, all from the county of Roscommon, reflecting, I suppose, there on the changes to the ritual of family funerals that we're all experiencing in these very challenging times.